to the people, something that the people saw, and they mock him, they ridicule him, and laugh at him. It says, why are you building? What's wrong with you? You hit your head on something, or I can't believe that you can come out with something just like that. And then he started to build the ark, and at the same time he started to preach the word and says, the destruction is coming, the end is coming, judgment day is coming. And he's preaching every day and billing. I know the people start to eat and pull their table close to the window and start to look at the ark and say, what is that? It's something that was spotted with black and all sort of thing, because it was pitch inside and out. But the Lord was there with him. It was a man that walk with God. And in those days, it was so hard to walk with God because there was no church or nothing that can help you so much. But he walked with God, and he obeys God without question. He was sold out to God, and he started to build this thing for 120 years. But now God has opened. God has opened, hallelujah, the door of the ark in our presence. We are living in this generation. Oh, because God's mercy is endured forever. We are living today because he has put a door in front of us. We have to be focused. We have to be right. We have to choose. Hallelujah. Oh, he's begging. Oh, Noah, start to beg these people. Oh, repent. Come to the ark. The ark door is open. The ark door is open. Come to the ark. I'm building it not only for myself, but I'm building it for you all. I'm building it because I love you. I'm building it because I don't want to see you suffer and be destroyed. Turn away from your wicked ways. Turn away from your walking with the evil. Turn away from all those evil doings. And it's the same message today. God says, I die on the cross. I open a door and it's about to be closed. It's about to be closed. And he's pleading with you today. He's begging you. Are you ready? If I come today, are you in the ark of salvation? You are in the ark today. I'm pleading with you. The Lord says, are you waiting for the last moment because someone told you that I can repent in the last moment before I die? I'm telling you, it's a process to go. It's a process to do. God says you need to burn again. Hallelujah. Oh, you can't just only repent. So anybody come with you and tell you, oh, you can stay home and don't go to church, and I know you will have the opportunity to repent on the last moment and you will be saved. That is a lie from hell. Lie from hell. But we know that God thinks it's not attractive to the eye. I know they saw that big ark over there, all spathy up, all because they never have nothing to smooth it down, no paint to paint it. Hallelujah. It's just a big, huge boat with a huge door on the side and one window all the way up there. Oh, but I'm telling you, he says, how can we enter into that ark? First, I will tell you, you need to believe. You need to believe first so you can enter to that ark. First, you believe, then you come to repentance. Hallelujah. Then you go to the second floor. You come and water baptism in Jesus' name. And then you go to the third floor. Hallelujah. Then you'll be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And then you go to the window. You start to look through the eyes of God. You start to look through the windows of the eyes of the Lord. The things that got you down, now you can see it. Oh, that is so small. When you start to reach all up there. I'm telling you, the time when you walk between the cities and you see the great skyscrapers, you look at it way up there. Wow, that is big. And sometimes we confront some situation in our life that is higher than those skyscrapers. Sometimes we confront things that we don't see no solution. And we have been dealing with that air after ear after ear. But now I'm telling you, there is a door of the ark of salvation that can solve all situation in your life. There is a door that is still open. Don't wait until it closes. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, anytime you get on this plane and you start to fly all over and you look down to those same buildings, they are so small. You can barely see them. You can barely see a car moving or a person walking. That is the way God sees things. That is the way He sees our situations. Hallelujah. If you start to look through the windows of God's eye, you start to see the things that have given you so much hard time as a little bit of a mud. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you today, you start to get in the ark. You start to prepare yourself. You start to stand still. Hallelujah. And stand like the pastor was preaching the last time. We have to stand on the word of the Lord. The Lord has put in front of us an ark of salvation. Hallelujah. What I'm telling you is, we are living in a world that we are so distracted. They're making the things more beautiful, more pretty, more attractive to the eye. We're living in a world that, wow, I want to have that. That looks so nice. Ooh, I want to drive that stuff. I'll sit at least on this chair so I can feel it. It looks good. Feels so comfortable. But when you see the price, it costs you $100,000. It costs you $108,000. Boy, that stuff is so good. But when we start to look in our salvation the same way, boy, this thing is good. I want to live for God. I am entering into that ark. I'm entering into that ark. Oh, I don't want no one to plead with me, to beg me. I'm here because I love it. I'm here because I want it. I'm here because my family depends on it. I'm here because my neighbor depends on it. Hallelujah. I want to show them that there is a God, in heaven and in earth. Hallelujah. That is willing to forgive every sin. Every sin. But the only way they will know, if you let them know, if you open your mouth and start to speak it to their life. The only way they will know, if you show them. Ask them for a Bible study. Ask them for opportunity to speak to them. But Noah starts. He says, day after day, Noah starts to beg them, repent before the flood. Which flood? It never rains here. How it will be flooded out? It will never rain. The word of the Lord says it will flood out. Judgment day is coming. And when they saw the first drops, when they saw the first cloud moving in, they said, what is this? I never saw this before either. I never saw a dark cloud and lightning and rain before. Something strange is happening. And Noah still
says, this is your last call. Are you are coming in or you staying out there? The door is about to get to be closed. The door is closing on you if you are not entering now. It's the last call. Are you coming in? The door was closed. Bram. The hands of the Lord had closed that door and it was sealed. The Bible says there is no door that the Lord closed that anyone can open. On any door that he opens that anyone can close. Hallelujah. But when that door was closed, their opportunity was done. That timing was ended. Judgment day was there at hand. Judgment day was at hand. Oh, when those drops start to fall around there, and the, all the water start to flood, they start to hustle and fight with the animals for the highest part. They start to bang in the side of the ark. Noah, let me in. Oh, Noah, I never thought this will be like this. I never thought that judgment was coming. I never thought it was so painful. I never thought you will see your kids dying. You will see people perishing around you. Hallelujah. But Noah was pleading with you. He was begging you to enter. But you thought that the word of the Lord was a myth. We are living in those same times. My pastor come here, preaches God out, and some people say, move me if you can. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, everyone is running about. Some of you just sit and look at everyone. And you don't know that every second, every minute that goes by, you will never receive it again. That is lost forever. It's lost forevermore. Hallelujah. So God is pleading with you today. He's begging you. Are you prepared for his coming? Your family is prepared for his coming? His blood is already been shed. He dies already. He died already on the cross for you and I. So what are we waiting for? For the door to be closed? We are waiting for the door to be closed and then we will start to cry and grumble and mumble and fight with one another because we want to reach to the highest place, see if we can still get saved. The time is now. The door is open now. There is no time to play games. You keep on kicking the ball and it's coming back and you're still kicking the ball. You never want to hold the ball and say, this is my salvation. This is mine. Hallelujah. My family will be saved. My neighbor will be saved. Oh, my co-worker will be saved. But sometimes we are between our co-workers and they not even know if we are Christians. We not even talk about God. They not even know if you go to the United Pentecostal Church. They not even mention your pastor. Much less invite them to come to the church. Because you are afraid you'll be discovered. Oh, you are Christian. Huh? It's time for us to start proclaim the word of the Lord. I know most of us have families overseas. We have families in this country as well that they are lost. What are you doing? You doing something for them to come to God? Do you call them already? You let them know that there is a God here waiting for them with his arm wide open, that the blood already been shed for them? Are you calling them and let them know that they have an opportunity of escape? Or you are waiting for them to perish? Likewise,
The ark door is open. God already put in his calendar the date. It's an appointment with him. An appointment that not even the angels know it. Just him. But because of his mercy, because of his grace and mercy, he has given us the word so we can make it right and receive his word and follow it, put it to action, apply it to our life. We just can only read it, but we have to receive it, put it in our heart. It says it's pitch from within and without. It says the ark is pitch from within and without. So that means you start to fix yourself from within so it can be fixed without. So when your heart is right, your mind will be right, your action will be right, because you are pitched from within and without. God is speaking to us today. The greatest revival is coming. It's before us, but it's the last one. And God is preparing his people because he's coming. You think God will reach right there the day that he says he will come and says, oh, you are so cute, I'll wait for you. Go inside your house, pick up what you want, and then I'll wait for you and take you with me. Or you think, oh, he's so handsome, let's wait for him. We'll wait. Hey, angels, take a five. We'll wait for him. He's so handsome. We'll take him. You think is like that? It says, in a twinkling of an eye. You think you will have time for repentance that moment? You think you will have time to say yes, to make up your mind, yes, I want to enter in the anchor? The ark? You're wasting your time. You're looking at other people's faults and you are not looking in your faults. We need to look in ourselves and cleanse us and prepare ourselves so we can be saved. Hallelujah. We take more time looking at other people than looking at ourselves. It's time to get in the bathroom and look in the mirror and says, you, that flesh need to be crucified. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, that flesh need to be crucified. That word of God need to be in our hearts. And we start to glorify and magnify the Lord because he is good. Because his mercy endureth forever. But Luke 13:3 says, I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You are willing to fight with the beast and try gain the high place? Are you willing to see your kids lost and be addicted? Are you willing to see your spouse going astray? And knowing there is a judgment day coming soon, knowing that there is a day, oh, that we will see the Lord. I'm telling you, it's time to prepare ourselves. It's time to be right unto God. It's time to love God with all our mind, strength, and soul. And anytime we start to love God that way, hallelujah, there is no more preaching about holiness, because you will live holy because you love God. There is no preaching against this, against that, because you love God. Hallelujah. You will live it. You will enjoy it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But that is powerful. Jesus says in John 14, 6 and 7, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He is the way. You cannot go no other way, but he is the way. You cannot take a shortcut. He is the way and he is the truth. We like to take shortcuts. We cannot take a shortcut with God. You do it his way or nobody's way. You are with me or you are against me. I'm not saved because I think I'm saved. I'm saved because God says, if you obey my word, you will be saved. So that is our assurance. That is our security with God. Because God is not man for him to lie. Hallelujah. His promises are true. His promises are right. And he gives us his promises. He makes a covenant with his people. We need to love God. The ark door is still open. You can die any moment. Who in here thinks that have their life controlled? And I says, I will die when I want, and I will live when I want, and I will live how I want. That ain't like that. You live how God says you should live, and you will die when he says you will die, and you will live when he says you will live. You don't have control of anything. He is the one that gives the life and take it away. He is the one that make you great and it make you small. He says, I create you to be the head, not the tail. I create you for you to fly and to be more than a conqueror. But only through him, not through you, through him. So he is the door. He is the way. He is our God. He is, hallelujah, our door to enter in the ark of salvation. Don't try to find any other door. There is no other door. That is the only door, and it's on the side of the ark. And he is about to close that door. And it's time for us to stop playing games. Because we can be speaking now and you go out there and you are killed in an accident. And your game is over. Everything that you think you have it on control is done right there. Right there. Noah is pleading. God is begging you. Get it right. God is begging you, enter into the ark of salvation. Enter into the ark. He's begging you. He's begging you. And he's begging you. John 3, 5 says, and verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So we need to be born again. I know we know that scripture. But are you really born again? Are you prepared for the coming of the Lord? Because sometimes you can be baptized in Jesus' name, but if you don't repent, it's just a baptism. Because it's for remission of your sins. It's a repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. The first thing is repentance. If you don't repent and you baptize in Jesus' name, you're not doing nothing because you don't repent. You need to repent. Some people just get baptized, but they don't repent. That is a serious situation there. And we receive the Holy Ghost one time, and you think that is enough
to make it to heaven. Paul says, I speak more in tongues than anyone else. You have to keep on connected to God. Hallelujah. It's not just one time. You need to be refilling and refilling and refilling and refilling and refilling. Hallelujah. You need to be connected. Hallelujah. That is the only way we can make it. That is the only way we can make it. Hallelujah. The only way. Matthew 19:29. And everyone that hath forsaken house or brethren or sitter or sister or father or mother or wife or children or land for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. You need to refuse the things, to accept God, to live for God. Don't you lose your focus. Focus on the prize. Focus on your salvation. Focus on where you will spend your eternity. We are here just for a little bit of time. We're just passing through. We're just passing through. But much of us think that we will live everlasting in the earth. And we keep on bunching up treasures and this and that and put it out. Meanwhile, the kids, they'll come and fight for those things. Before I close, I'll give you a testimony in my country. There was a woman, and she worked very hard. It says, I want to build my house before I die. She have like 4 kids, 1 daughter, 3 sons, big. She finished her house, she died that day. Same day she died, she finished the house. They told her the house is finished. She can move in. Yeah, she moved in a coffin. They did all the ceremony in the house. And the time they were doing the ceremony, the kids, they start to fight over the house and the coffin fall on the floor and all that. That was a big thing over there. Because if we don't teach our kids that there is a salvation, there is a God, they will not know. They will hear it, but they will not believe it, because what my parents do, it's right. And we as parents, we need to put our focus in our salvation. Please, let's stand. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you thanks because you are so wonderful. You have speak to us, O God, and let us walk towards the door that is open so we can live a righteous life before you and be saved. Help us, oh God, be effective in every way, oh God, that we can bring our family, our neighbors, our co-workers to you. Help us be sensitive to your spirit, oh God, and to prepare ourselves for higher levels, oh God. Help us to be faithful unto you and to give ourselves, oh God. And oh Lord, keep us into your hands. Keep us, oh God. Don't let us be astray, oh God. Oh, keep us focused on the salvation that you have provided. Bless this congregation. Bless them, oh God, with a special blessing.
and move in our life and secure us fast, oh God, into your salvation, into your spirit. Oh, let us be released from anything that casts us to fall, oh God. And let us focus on you. I want to be used by you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, in your name, Lord. And everyone says, amen. Give a hand clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We will have a break in this moment. And we will continue at 3 o'clock with fire in the Holy Ghost.